This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister Simpson Miller calls for an integrated approach to climate change. Cuban president pushing for greater unity in the region, and IMF team to visit the island next month. The details after this message. Stay with us.
Farmers, exporters, did you know it's your responsibility to ensure safe food is available for local and international consumption? Yes. And the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has embarked on a program to show you how to guarantee this. The Ministry's program will train and educate farmers, exporters, and consumers in the production, distribution and consumption of safe, sanitary, wholesome and properly labeled foods. To get more information, call the ministry at 977-5921 or visit moa.gov.jm. So while we grow what we eat and eat what we grow, remember, food safety is everybody's responsibility.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is calling on regional leaders to give serious consideration to the development of an integrated strategy to better address the effects of climate change. Mrs. Simpson Miller says climate change poses a clear and present danger which requires immediate attention. She adds that action must be taken now to safeguard the region's hard-won socio-economic gains.
We must never underestimate the potentially irreversible damage which a natural disaster can wreak on a small economy, even after pursuing sustained and responsible economic management policies. Fellow CELAC members, let us give the utmost priority to the development of a regional strategy for enhanced engagement in the international dialogue on climate change.
Mrs. Simpson Miller was speaking Tuesday during the first plenary session of the second summit of the Community of Latin American Caribbean States, CELAC, in Havana, Cuba. The two-day summit is being held under the theme, The Struggle Against Hunger, Poverty, and the Inequalities in Latin America and the Caribbean. And President of the Republic of Cuba, Raul Castro, has called for a greater spirit of unity among Latin American and Caribbean states. This in an effort to further eradicate the developmental challenges of poverty, illiteracy, and inequality. Addressing the inaugural session of the second summit of the Community of Latin America and the Caribbean States, CELAC, Tuesday, President Castro said in spite of the region's diversity, a spirit of cooperation is necessary to increase wealth among its nations. President Castro says the idea of regional inclusion, unity, and development is the basis on which CELAC was established in 2011. He notes that one of the main priorities of CELAC must be the creation of a common political space where principles of self-determination, sovereignty, and equality of all states can be asserted. A team from the International Monetary Fund is scheduled to visit Jamaica from February 5 to 14 for a review of the country's performance under the Extended Fund Facility. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the review will assess the performance of the quarter ending December 2013 and the outlook going forward.
Our assessment indicates that all quantitative targets and structural benchmarks for the December quarter have been met.
Dr. Phillips was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. The IMF board completed the second review of Jamaica's economic performance for the quarter ending September 2013. The approval resulted in a drawdown of $30 million by Jamaica, bringing the total drawdown from the fund to date to $270 million. The positive second review also facilitated access to loans from the World Bank and the Inter-American Development Bank of $270 million as budgetary support. And Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is encouraging Jamaicans to practice reading the nutritional content on labels in order to make healthier food choices. He says this will help reduce the number of diet-related illnesses on the island. Jamaicans are also being urged to become familiar with basic health information, such as a normal blood pressure reading.
The same goes for cholesterol, which can lead to clogged arteries and a multitude of problems. Let us not forget blood sugar and waist measurement. BMI, HbA1c must come to man more than just some fancy letters of the alphabet.
Minister Ferguson was speaking Tuesday at the press launch of Heart Month activities. Heart Month is being celebrated in February under the theme, Know Your Numbers. That That was the JRS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.